Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here, where it matters.
Hello and welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to keep you up to date with all the news you should know about. Today, Pike County has its first primary and immediate care center. And with all the snow we've gotten lately, how does road salt impact the environment? It's Tuesday, December 16th. Let's get into it. Let's start right off in Pike County today. Northwell Health unveiled the county's first primary and immediate care center on Monday. WVIA's Isabella Weiss took a tour of the Dingmans Ferry facility. Here's more.
The new facility will start taking appointments in January. And Michael Mondrano is Northwell's first doctor in Pennsylvania. He's a pediatrician and internist from Dunmore.
Our goal is our new practice will be your family's medical destination.
And he says he hopes to care for patients of all ages, from newborns to the elderly. And before Northwell Health, people in Pike had to travel outside of the county and even out of state for medical care. And Mario Durano says the center will offer more than just checkups and physicals.
We'll also be here for life's unexpected moments with immediate care for things such as sprains, strains, flu, and cold. Please know that while today is a celebration of the opening of a new office, it's bigger than that. We're here to celebrate community and bring the power of Northwell to Pike County.
The center's also equipped with a blood testing lab and x-ray machine. In Dingmans Ferry, I'm Isabella Weiss, WVIA News.
Thanks, Isabella. Find more of this story at WVIA.org. And in state news, Pennsylvania Attorney General Dave Sunday says he'll defend the state's artificial intelligence laws in court, even if that means challenging President Donald Trump's administration. As Jackson White reports for WVIA, Sunday's threat is a rare push back against Trump from the first-term Republican.
President Trump signed an executive order aimed at curbing state-level AI regulations. He argues state laws could slow innovation. But Sunday says he'll stand behind any AI regulations passed by state lawmakers if they're challenged in court by Trump's administration.
There's a statute that is attacked for its constitutionality, then we will absolutely defend it.
Sunday says the rapid spread of AI raises concerns, especially for children. And he says bad actors could use the technology to harm all Americans. Trump's order excludes some AI legislation from the ban, including, quote, child safety protections. That exception should shield Pennsylvania's law banning underage inappropriate images created using deepfakes. Pennsylvania lawmakers say they will continue working on AI legislation, especially rules to stop AI-created misinformation from being used in political campaigns. I'm Jackson White in Harrisburg.
Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
Hi, I'm Julie Sidoni, Director of Journalism at WVIA. We're inviting you to be part of something truly important, strengthening the future of trusted local journalism in our community. Through our Newsmatch campaign, we're working toward a $125,000 goal by December 31st, with special opportunities available throughout the campaign to help your support go even further. Donate now at wvia.org/match, and thank you.
Welcome back. So, it's that time of year when we're waking up to a few inches of snow or maybe a little ice just about every other day lately. That means lots of salt on roads and parking lots, and that can have environmental impacts. Susan Phillips reports for WVIA on how road salt can continue to pollute even years after being applied.
In October, hundreds of volunteers fanned out across the region to test salt levels in neighborhood streams. The question they want to answer is, how much of the road salt spread during last winter's storms remains in our waterways? John Barbas is with Valley Forge Trout Unlimited, which participated in the Citizen Science Project. He says the results were overwhelming. More than half the sites sampled had salt levels above EPA thresholds for sustaining aquatic life. Barbas says the group doesn't want to end the use of road salt because of safety issues.
But there are ways of applying salt, applying brine to the roads, doing it in a very judicious way, where we can limit how much salt is then transferred to the groundwater and then to the stream.
Barbas says the salt runs off from roadways and parking lots where it can collect in the groundwater for decades.
That was Susan Phillips reporting. All right, one last thing for you today. We have a new Pennsylvania postcard from WVIA Director of Journalism, Julie Sidoni.
Perhaps you've heard of the Catherine McCauley Center in Scranton, whose mission is to serve those experiencing homelessness in northeastern Pennsylvania. Catherine McCauley herself was the woman who founded the Sisters of Mercy in Dublin, Ireland back in 1831. Followers of hers opened the first Sisters of Mercy convent in the nation, here in Pennsylvania. A group of seven Irish nuns arrived in Pittsburgh in 1843, looking to care for the city's sick, poor, and uneducated. Led by Mother Frances Ward, the Sisters of Mercy founded the first Mercy congregation in the country and quickly worked to establish schools and hospitals, whatever they could do for those in need. From the Keystone State, Mercy convents spread all across the United States and eventually to other countries as well. To this day, the sisters operate schools, hospitals, even some social justice programs, all from their humble beginnings in the Commonwealth. I'm Julie Sidoni. This is a Pennsylvania postcard from WVIA News.
Okay, how are we feeling? All caught up and ready for the day? Find more stories at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out with me today. If you want to stay in the know, make sure you subscribe and tune in every weekday wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy your Tuesday, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.